It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, welcome to the podcast, Brock Hunter.
Oh, podcast time.
Oh, it's a podcast.
Here we go.
It's a podcast. I don't know what that voice was. All right, I'm actually excited about this topic for today because you and I have completely opposite opinions on this.
Mm-hmm.
Celebrations in professional sports.
Yep.
Okay? Now, we bring this up because the NFL already wants to restrict on-field celebrations. So 2 years ago, they said, all right, go ahead, celebrate. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you want.
Yep.
You want to do a group thing? You want to do something funny with a football? That's
the
fine.
The grenade toss?
Yeah. And we've seen a lot of unique choreographed touchdown celebrations.
Mm-hmm. Love it.
Here's what they're doing right now. They want to change it, but it's not too drastic. What they're thinking of doing is banning players from coming off the sidelines to join in.
Okay.
So you can't have like half the bench come out and do this, you know, choreographed line
dance.
See,
I agree with that.
A source says, quote, if you're on the field, fine. There would be no changes there. There are some coaches and some clubs who don't want to have players leaving the bench area to participate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I like that they're adjusting this, but here's my take, and this is what I was going to say, is you and I have complete polar opposites on this.
Okay.
I hate on-field celebrations.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's ridiculous. I think it's stupid. I don't understand why everyone's like, oh, that's so good. He threw the football's a grenade, or he made the football into a birthday cake. And like, I'm like, what are you doing?
Why don't you like it?
You did your job.
Yep.
That's like me after every single podcast just slamming my headphones down and, you know, dancing around. It's stupid.
Well, granted, if it was a really good podcast.
First of all, every podcast is amazing. I should be celebrating every time.
Right, right.
But I guess I'm looking at it, it's like, all right, you're making millions of dollars to play a game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not there to watch. You know what? You did your job. Your job was to get into the end zone.
Mm-hmm.
Get in the end
zone. And you did it.
And then you did it. Don't sit there. When you're spending that much time choreographing and doing all, I mean, like, they're spending time on this to get it done.
So here's where my opinion comes in. So
yeah.
A lot, the NFL player is getting paid a lot of money,
mm-hmm.
lots of money. A lot of that money's coming from what?
The fans. Yeah.
And what do the fans want to see?
I want to see touchdowns.
Touchdowns,
not
celebrations.
Dancing.
You know, I think celebrating, obviously you're excited. You just scored a touchdown,
mm-hmm.
you know. For the fans, I think they should be, you know what, I would say 15, 20 seconds. Figure out what you want to do in that time. Anything beyond, you're getting a flag.
But a flag.
In 15, 20 seconds,
yeah.
You know, you just do something.
You do a lot. You know whose celebration I love the most?
Who's?
Barry Sanders. You know what he did? Handed the ball to the ref.
You're right.
And right there. You know why? Because he was doing his job
yep.
that he was meant to do. Wait, is it that big of a deal that you got in there?
You know, I was listening to ESPN radio this morning. And they were talking about Barry Sanders.
Yeah.
And how, like, somebody went on YouTube and watched another video of, you know, Barry and his highlights or whatever. Saying he's the GOAT, man. The guy was
just
unbelievable compared to his time, his size.
Think about if he was on any other team other than the Lions.
And he only played 10 years?
Yeah. Yep.
He still had some time in
him. And honestly, I think he got when the getting was good. He's like, look, man, I've been getting beat up on a team that will never win a Super Bowl even while I'm here. They didn't even come close when he was there.
Yeah.
Literally the best, one of the best running backs to ever play the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it was wasted on the Detroit Lions.
Man, for 10 years.
Any
other team.
Yeah.
Any other
team. Think about his stats probably would have been even better if he would have been on a better team.
Well, think about it. Emmitt Smith.
Yeah.
Who's better, you think? Emmitt Smith or Barry?
When you look at the, I think Barry Sanders is the overall better runner.
I agree.
Emmitt Smith was fast.
He's powerful.
Powerful. But Barry could make people miss for days.
They said, this might not be true, but I heard back in the day when he was playing Barry Sanders, in practice he would run full speed along the sideline and do a 90-degree cut down like the 20-yard line.
Yeah.
And not stop. Like literally full speed. Boom! 90 degrees, full speed.
I could see that.
I mean, just no stoppage at all. I mean, the guy could just cut ridiculously.
Now we're kind of, I know we started with celebrations, so now I kind of want to. How old do you think Barry Sanders is right now?
I'm going to say 56.
50 years old. I thought he was way older than that, dude. It's just been a lifetime since he's played.
Wow.
He's only 50 years old.
Wasn't he in a commercial recently, too?
I think he was.
He was doing something like
Was it the Super Bowl commercial? Was he in on that one?
He might have been, but there was another one where he was actually doing some drills or something, and you watch and you're like, damn, dude, he still has it.
Yep.
He hasn't skipped a beat.
Dude, he made Pro Bowl every single year of his career. All pro six times.
God, Detroit, you had it.
Dude,
you had it.
What is it with Detroit just ruining people?
Ruining.
Because Stafford, you know what? Stafford's not a bad quarterback.
He's a great, dude, he can sling the ball.
He's got an arm.
He's mentally sound.
It's Detroit. They got rid of Golden Tate. You know, that's probably the best thing for Golden Tate.
Megatron.
Get out of there. Yeah.
Dude, it's not like they haven't had athletes.
Yep. God, look at these. Rushing touchdowns leader, offensive rookie of the year in 89. I mean, Heisman Trophy winner.
You know, I'm a bandwagon fan.
Yeah.
You know, the day Detroit goes to the Super Bowl, dude, I will be so excited for that team.
For what?
For Detroit.
I don't think it'll ever happen.
It will never happen.
If you look at the overall odds, I mean, it's got to happen once. Mm-hmm. But as far as traditional, as we know the game now, I don't ever see them going.
I mean, it's almost to the point where you got to feel bad for the team.
They do it to themselves.
You know?
Making Matt Stafford the highest paid.
The diehard fans don't make it easier anyway.
No.
And it's like, guys.
And if anybody.
Guys, rally around.
Those diehards that we know that are listening, you know who you are. You know who you are.
Benny.
So he played 89 to 98. Barry Sanders did. I'm going to see Emmitt Smith. Because I just
did, did he ever go? He played in the Pro Bowl, right? Obviously.
What? Oh, yeah.
Barry,
he was a 10-time Pro Bowler.
Right.
I'd say every single year he did.
I wonder what his stats were during the Pro Bowls playing with different people.
And see, now Emmitt Smith, 49 years old, literally. Like he played at the same time. That's what I was trying to think. If they played at the same, he was drafted in 90. Yeah. Barry Sanders was drafted in 89.
Yeah, the difference was he played for Dallas. Dallas was awesome.
Three Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Three-time Super Bowl champ.
Yeah.
You put Barry Sanders on the Dallas Cowboys. There you go. Probably even better stats.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, Barry Sanders gets forgotten lots of times in the conversation. Mm-hmm. You know, we hear about Walter Payton, Emmitt Smith, Jerome Bettis. Mm-hmm. You know, who Jerome Bettis, when you look at overall, dude, he sucked. He was just a big, burly guy.
He could just run people over. He was a tank.
Yeah. But it's not like he was, shucking and jiving, mm-hmm.
Barry was fun to watch,
dude,
man.
Dude, isn't that fun? Barry Sanders on any other team probably would have had, would have been the best, if not one of the best.
Did you ever play like Madden back in the day for like the Nintendo, Super NES?
Yeah.
You'd pick the Lions. They'd be rated like 40%.
You just run.
But you gave the ball to number 20 on the Lions in Madden 95, and nobody was catching you.
No. Right. It was basically like playing Bojack, playing the Raiders.
But with Bojack.
In Tekken, yeah. Right. Like, all right, see you guys later. Been nice knowing you. Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Is anybody compared to him? Is there anybody you're like, yeah, he's kind of like Barry? I don't think so.
No. And really, when you look at rushing yards, too, he had 15,000 in his career. Emmitt only had 18,000. That's like a difference of one season.
Yeah.
Well, no. Maybe like about three seasons. But Emmitt played longer.
Yeah.
So, man,
I feel like the runners now are just more power runners. They're not shifting. They're not like Barry.
It's not. I don't use. That's why I like McCaffrey. Mm-hmm. From Carolina. Mm-hmm. Dude, that kid, he shucks and jives.
Yeah.
I love it, man, watching him run. But yeah, anyway, back to the celebrations thing. That's what I like about Barry is he just, that's what I'm paid to do. Here's the ball. Mm-hmm. See you later.
Yeah.
All right? I'm not sitting here.
I can see that. But,
I'm not pulling a cell phone out of my sock and making a phone call.
Oh, jeez, man. Was that Ocho?
That was Ocho. Yeah, that was Ocho. Yeah.
Oh my, he was a king at celebration.
Yeah, dude, pulled a cell phone. The amount of work actually it was underneath the cover of the field goal post.
Field goal,
yeah.
So how many sports are they celebrating? You got soccer. You got football.
And basketball kind of, but not really because it's right after you score, right away, at the end of the game.
But everybody does at the end.
But basketball, because it's right away, like you score a point, well, that team can literally get the ball and start the play, so you almost get back, unless it's like a vicious dunk, but even then it's not crazy.
Yeah.
I hate soccer celebrations.
Oh, man.
What do? They literally score a goal and they just run away from their teammates.
All
right, let's, in a game where all we do is run, let's score a goal and run some more. They literally
get off of me.
They run faster after they score because it's literally like, oh, catch me, guys. I scored.
And then they slide on their knees.
Dude, every single – God, I hate soccer. What a stupid sport. It's a running sport, and then after they score, they just run away from their teammates that they should be celebrating with.
I agree.
What a stupid...
Did you ever play soccer?
I did when I was younger, because it was what... My parents literally... I tried everything. I did karate. Mm-hmm. I did soccer. Mm-hmm. Then I eventually got wrestling and football, my true passions. But mm-hmm. I did that when I was younger, and I realized very quick, soccer is not my sport.
Yeah.
It is not my sport.
There's definitely a lot of running, like you said.
Got out of there. I remember the... I actually do remember my last practice. It was over at this old... It was like this old country school just down the outskirts of town. And this was... what year is it? Sixth grade, maybe? And that's when all of a sudden, where the class, the sports split up. So mm-hmm. you're either a football player or a soccer player.
Yeah.
I was still doing both, still like, okay, oh, I'll go do this again. And then I was now with the kids that were the soccer players. And I realized mm-hmm. I was out of my element. I did that practice, got home. When they were doing the toe touches while the ball was moving and I couldn't do it, I'm like, no.
Yeah, same for me.
No, I'm done.
You know, now they're in complete opposite seasons.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So instead of, so which means in high school, because we both played football and we could have played soccer at the same time, which we couldn't because we played football. Now, I played football, basketball, and then track in the spring. Now, I could have played football, basketball, and golf, which would have been awesome.
See, now I played golf.
You played golf.
I see, which is weird because honestly, the only reason I did it is because I wanted my three sport pin for my Letterman's jacket. Mm-hmm. And that's the only reason I played because we could. And I didn't play baseball because I didn't want to throw up my arm. Left handed, though,
so
I probably
should. Your golf season was in the fall then, or in the spring.
Spring.
Nice.
Yep, it was in the spring.
Yeah, it was opposite for us, which sucks because I could have played football with my brother.
Yeah.
But he was a big golfer. So he played golf during football.
Played golf instead. Yeah.
He was kind of pissed off about that.
Golfing celebrations too. You do the fist pump, but that's kind of it, you know?
Yeah.
So I think it's
Tiger Woods celebration.
Yeah, the fist pump, you know, really, there's rules to golf. There's an etiquette to golf that you don't go crazy with.
The double gun Shooter McGavin celebration.
Shooter.
Suck on that one, baby.
Oh my God. Anyway, I'm at the point where I guess I don't mind like some high fives, maybe the old jump up and bump or whatever.
Bump.
But when I see these elaborate, you know, where they're bowling, they bowl and all the guys fall down, it's like.
Hey, if it's me, dude, I'm telling you, I'm doing straight up Michael Flatley River Dance, dude.
That, you know what? I changed. The only celebration.
River Dance?
Is Michael Flatley River Dance. Any player can do that, and they can do it for as long as they want.
Are you coming around? You're coming around, Brock.
We'll see what happens.
I love it.
So there may be a change in the 2019-2020 season, but at this point,
NFL is all about changing rules now.
Yeah. And let's all agree that soccer is the dumbest sport ever. I think we can all agree on that.
Go!
Go! Shut up! All right. Should we do it? That's it. That's the podcast.
That's it.
We'll see you guys next time. Make sure you listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial. And we'll see you later.